Hi, my name is Kurt. I am one of the co-founders here at Numi.com. Today, I am interviewing Coach Jay Gillum from Santa Monica, California. Welcome, Jay.
Hi, Kurt. Welcome. Thanks.
Jay, what kind of coaching do you do?
I do performance improvement coaching around behaviors, accountability, and with a specialization in facilitation, so workshops in particular. Improving communications, realizing time savings from specific events that you or company might put on a regular basis.
Okay, so let's talk about those one at a time. So when you talk about facilitation, what are the sorts of goals or challenges around that that you frequently see your clients bringing to your coaching?
Well, a lot of times people will, they'll want to do a workshop or they'll have meetings and they don't really feel as if they get anything out of it. I've met a lot of business owners that say, I hate meetings. They're a waste of time. Well, they are if you don't assign actions afterwards and hold people accountable to what actions were assigned. Also, a lot of organizations will miss out on a ton of great ideas, these golden nuggets of ideas, because people are afraid to speak up in meetings. So what a good facilitator does, a great facilitator, will recognize that and get those shy people to speak up, whether they're shy because that's their personality or shy because they're, you know, an entry-level employee and they're afraid to talk when the big boss is in the room. You draw those ideas out and you get different parts of your organization, or if you have different players from other companies, you know, if you're a construction set and you have a lot of sub-vendors, subcontractors coming in, you want to get all that knowledge in the room at the same time and brought out and put up on charts and tables and dissect it and find those nuggets that are going to save you time and energy and pain and hassle.
Now, you mentioned some other issues. What are the other goals or challenges that you frequently see businesses bringing to your coaching?
A lot of times I have a manager, whether it's new to the position or someone who was an entrepreneur, launched his business right from the start and has gotten it to a point, whether that's 5 or 10 people or 200 or 300 people, he or she feels that they just can't get over that proverbial hump. They're comfortable managing 5 people, they're not comfortable managing 200. And so I coach them around how to do that, because you can't manage 200, right? You will still manage 5 people, but you're now managing the managers. And what kind of systems do you want in place in your company to get to where you want to go? So you have to identify where you want to go, set your goals, right? And then figure out how to do that. And you have to hold yourself and your employees accountable. And accountability is this big nebulous term, and we help define that as well for your company.
What kind of feedback do you typically get from your clients, particularly the ones you've been working with for a while?
I get all positive, specifically, and it really depends on the kind of client. I've had corporate culture clients that they're happy. They, you know, when we have a successful workshop, they're thrilled when we identify hours or days out of a project management plan, and that saves them thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the type of business they're in. If it's one-on-one coaching sessions, usually what I get is they look at me and say, I feel a lot better. And that's a great feeling to be able to provide someone. They feel a lot better. They feel a lot more comfortable. And honestly, I rarely ever tell them what to do. I look at it as a coach, as a catalyst, and as like a personal trainer, right? I'm not going to tell you things you don't already know. Probably not. I might have a different exercise to show you, but you know where you want to be and you know what to do to get there. Just like exercising, being fit. It's not a secret. I'm your trainer. I'm your personal trainer for your business to kick you in the butt to get you there.
All right. On that note, Jay, I want to thank you very much for talking today.
Thank you very much.